Our guest at the cafe this morning is Greenville veterinarian Dr. Carrie McCreary with the Greenville Animal Hospital. Carrie, good morning.
Good morning.
Here we are in the middle of winter, and we've been lucky so far. Haven't had any just really severely cold weather, but we do need to be conscious of taking care of outdoor pets in cold weather, don't we?
Yep, we really do. You know, one of the major things that people forget is that we just have this feeling that if it's cold outside, that pets aren't going to get dehydrated. But in reality, a lot of times their water bowls freeze. And we just don't think that, you know, wow, they can't drink any water. They're going to get really dehydrated. You know, we just kind of assume like dehydration is something associated with heat stroke or hot weather. But it's actually pretty common in the cold because people don't think about frozen water bowls.
Mm-hmm. So. And that's the main reason of the dehydration in the wetter is there's water freezes.
Exactly. Yeah.
Wow. And so you'd go out in the morning, break that ice up. So I don't suppose it hurts if it's cold, as long as it's not frozen, huh?
Yeah, exactly. You can just pour some regular water over the top of it, and it should be fine. You know, up north they have water bowl heaters and a lot of fancy things to keep everything, you know, thawed. I don't think we probably need that in Texas, but just be aware of it.
Yeah, I sent you an article on this subject, and there's a number of points in there. One thing it talked about in the cold weather, and a lot of us think about this, but I don't know if we necessarily know exactly what it means. And the phrase was good bedding, but what is good bedding for pets in cold weather?
Yeah, good bedding. It just depends. I mean, hay is actually good bedding, mm-hmm. So just things that kind of they can nestle down in, and it keeps kind of heat insulated. Some people use like cedar chips like you would in a horse stall.
Cedar chips.
Or actual like blankets and sheets and quilts if they have a doghouse.
Cedar chips, you said.
Yeah, like cedar chips, the stuff you kind of put in a horse stall. The big deal is you just want to get them off the cold ground because, you know, the ground is actually can be frozen like a block of ice. And so you certainly would not want them sleeping on ice.
Mm-hmm. You think hay is better than old blankets or what have you?
I think hay might be a little bit better just because it just depends on your circumstances, but the blankets tend to just hold moisture in and you just have to change them out a lot. So a lot of people with outdoor dogs use kind of hay in their doghouses.
Yeah. Now, this article mentioned the idea of a heat lamp, but you got to be pretty careful with that now, don't you?
Yeah. A heat lamp would definitely be really good, but I can't feel comfortable having that out. You know, imagine that just on hay outside somewhere. That's a little concerning. So.
Yeah.
But, you know, if maybe you had a back porch or you could definitely make sure it's safe, then it'd probably be okay, like the same ones you use for chicken brooders and chicks and everything.
Yeah. We're talking with Dr. Carrie McCreary, Greenville veterinarian, and she's the owner of the Greenville Animal Hospital on I-30 in Greenville. Now it seems we're mostly talking here about dogs, but what about cats? Are there differences? Of course, it's different taking care of cats than dogs, as anybody who's had both knows that, so...
Yeah, definitely. So there's a lot of really cool things that people, so outdoor cats, there's a lot of feral cat colonies where people have outdoor cats. They sell, or you can make little boxes that they'll actually sleep in, and you can put bedding in. And cats can really generate a lot of heat, like in a small space. And they actually make like little feral cat boxes out of just like those Rubbermaid totes, and you can put a hole in them, and cats really like to sleep in those with bedding. So just make sure that they have, and cats are not any different, they just need a warm place to go that's off of the ground, you know, to stay warm.
Now, it's not hard to get a cat to get inside a box. I have
found
any kind
of
thing.
A tiny hole, and then just squeeze their entire body in, regardless of if they really fit or not. So.
That's right. What about larger animals, people who have horses? I see horses with blankets, you know, that are made for horses in extremely cold weather.
Well, that is a really hot topic, and it's even a hot topic in my household, which is
really
funny, because I always say, so we have horses, and I always say, oh, my horse needs a blanket. It's 30 degrees outside, you know, because they're outside, and my husband just kind of, that's silly. And the reality is when you look at horses, I mean, my horse in the winter grows a completely different set of, like, long hair, and he is well-equipped to handle it. So if you let their body do the natural thing, it will protect itself from the heat. And they actually say putting the blankets on them sometimes isn't a good thing because they can't sweat as well. And then it actually stops them from growing in a good winter coat.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. Again,
but that's totally up for debate. I'm just, even in my own household, we go back and forth.
Interesting. And your husband is a veterinarian too, is that right?
He's a vet too, and he's a large animal vet. So I should just concede and agree with what he says. But I'm not totally sure yet.
Carrie, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us over the telephone line again. Great. Carrie McCreary, Dr. Carrie McCreary with the Greenville Animal Hospital. And you're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.